today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, Salam to all of you and welcome. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is a new episode of today's special. And of course, we open a nice and interesting and of course important topic, and that is the unity of Islamic Ummah, especially during the month of Ramadan. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان By the way, today is Wednesday, 23rd of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At this moment, we'll listen to verse 103 of chapter Al-Imran from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم
And hold firmly to the rope of Allah altogether, and do not become divided. And remember the favor of Allah upon you, when you were enemies and He brought your hearts together, and you became, by His favor, brothers. And you were on the edge of a pit of the fire, and He saved you from it. Thus does Allah make clear to you His verses, that you may be guided.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse, the ultimate subject, which is the problem of unity and standing against any separation, is referred to. The opinions are divided among the commentators as to meaning of term Hablullah, the core of Allah. And in Islamic literature, there are also varieties of narrations about it. But there is no difference in the basic meaning of them, because the purpose of the core of Allah is any means of connection with the pure essence of Allah, whether it be the Quran, the Prophet, or his progeny, Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all.
Thank you. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله: ثلاثة يذهبن النسيان ويحدثن الذكر: قراءة القرآن والسواك والصيام.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi said, "Three things eliminate forgetfulness and incite remembrance: recitation of the Quran, brushing the teeth, and fasting."
So as I told you, today in this episode, we search more about the unity of Islamic Ummah during the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a great example of Muslim brotherhood, unity and Ummah at the same time around the world. Give or take a day or so, 1.8 billion Muslims, usually even non-practicing ones, will spend a month fasting purely for the sake of Allah. Muslims will recite or listen to the Quran throughout the month. We will give millions in zakat and sadaqah to other Muslims who are suffering around the world. We will start to end the fast with sumptuous food, but remember those who are not able to have or enjoy food. Muslims would share the pangs of hunger and thirst of those least fortunate in the Ummah, regardless of their backgrounds. It is a month in which we will restrain our anger, language, and desires. At the end of it all, we will celebrate Eid everywhere. A Ramadan no Palestinian will ever forget. For those in Gaza who survived more than 5 months of genocide, there is no food for iftar. Israel is still blocking aid from reaching the most desperate, and people are cooking grass to have something, anything, to break their fast with. Babies and children are all malnourished, and dozens have already died from lack of food and clean water. Everyone in the besieged enclave lost someone, but they are not even provided with the time and space to breathe, mourn, and process their trauma. There is no mosque left undamaged and no safe place for the collective prayer. Indeed, people of Gaza are still under constant bombardment.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The month of Ramadan and the importance of strengthening unity among Muslims in the Islamic community. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the importance of Islamic unity and its relation and connection with the holy month of Ramadan. Brotherhood and fraternity is one of the best solutions for maintaining the power of the Islamic community, a strategy that brings about unity and solidarity and protects society from many spiritual and social deviations. Ramadan, as the month of descent of the divine miracle, is the best time to pay attention to this important religious lesson. Humans, due to having a social spirit, always need connection, empathy, and cooperation with their fellow human beings. In this regard, it is necessary to carefully examine and identify the criterion and standard for this unity and integrity in order to make the best use of it. Some believe that race and blood can be the best criterion for bonding. Others emphasize residence and border areas. And some experts also consider a common language to be the factor of connection between humans. The Noble Quran and Islamic teachings based on this divine book provide completely different criteria than expert opinions. The Quran considers taking race, blood, and border areas as the basis for unity and brotherhood to be contrary to the material and spiritual evolution of man and an obstacle to the real goals of human creation, and emphasizes that the only factor that can provide the ground for strengthening unity and cohesion among the people of the society and nations with each other is religious faith. When religious faith is realized in a society, the spirit of brotherhood and fraternity will be breathed into that nation, which will pave the way for comprehensive development in material and spiritual life.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
What is the essence of fasting? This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. What is the essence of fasting? To fast is to make ourselves aware of the implications of how we behave and of what we consume. Supporting the people of Palestine and the ongoing protests throughout the Arab world is consistent with this month of love, compassion, solidarity, and justice. It also means we must check what we eat to avoid the boycott product coming from occupying countries or occupied territories. How could we fast and at the same time eat dates exported by Israel, stained with the blood of so many innocent Palestinians? Fasting is awareness, commitment to justice and peaceful resistance.
We spend $2 billion annually so that we can support animals who have no shelter, animals who have no homes. Yet, we're sitting idle, not doing anything, while we witness the mass murder, an annihilation of an entire nation, while 2 million people have lost their homes. How? How can we enjoy a meal? How can we enjoy drinking water? How can we enjoy the comfort of our homes while 2 million people have become homeless? Not only that, but the Biden administration decides to gift Bibi's army a man who is addicted. This is according to his own people. He is addicted to occupation. He is addicted to genocide. We gift him with $14 billion. Instead of being agents of peace, instead of being a country that goes to that region to build schools, to build hospitals, to build roads, to build homes, we give $14 billion to fuel a war which can lead to tens of thousands of people dying.
Dear brothers and sisters, there was another episode of today's special, which is ended. Thank you for listening to this episode. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, may Allah bless all of you.
Feel.